New West poet and artist Janet Kavaman has made 6 pocket-sized poems in bottles for people to grab for free in time for Poem in Your Pocket Day on Thursday, April 27. Kavaman collected 6 poems and tucked them into tiny test tube-like bottles, compact enough to fit your jean pocket, and placed them inside New West's free little art gallery for anyone to pick up. The poems include ones written by her, like River as Home, Song of the River, Cause and Effect and Waiting for Their Light, and others written by Candace James, Poet Laureate Emerita, and former Poet Laureate Alan Hill, she said via an Instagram message. By carrying this small poem in a bottle in your pocket for just a day, you become part of the International Poem in Your Pocket Day movement. Organized by the Academy of American Poets, it encourages people to center poetry within their daily interactions, as per the League of Canadian Poets website. It's a chance for poetry enthusiasts to hold the words of Walt Whitman and Sylvia Plath close to them for a whole day, or explore works of New West's local poets and share their finds with others. As for Kavaman, it's a fun way to share our love of poetry in celebration of National Poetry Month. But walking around the streets of New Westminster armed with a thoughtful poem is not the only way to observe the day. Kavaman has many other ideas. Post lines from your favorite poem on your Facebook or Instagram, send a poem to a friend, share your favorite poem on social media and use hashtag poem in your pocket, hashtag pocket poem, hashtag NPM23. Take the day as an opportunity to share a poem with a friend or a stranger. Write your favorite poem on a sticky note to pass on to someone. Or, open a bottle to find a surprise poem in it for yourself. At the free little art gallery, you'll find poems in bottles, a poem booklet, poems by Poet Laureate Elliot Slynn, and more. You can also download a free PDF booklet with contemporary American-Canadian poetry from the League of Canadian Poets website. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Janet Kavaman, @JanetKavaman.